Good afternoon, everybody. How are you all doing? It's been a while. Well, it's been a good few weeks since we've done our last vlog, when we've been out walking about and things like that. Just wanted to give you a quick update of what's been happening. Move stuff here. Denise is good. Got the light on. There you go. Yeah. The studio lights have come on. Yeah, we've made the decision to do something. It's something I've wanted to try for a while. Denise hasn't been that keen, but recently, to my surprise, she said yes. So we've done it for the last week. We've actually tried doing the keto diet for the last week. There's people I know do keto. They've been giving me loads of advice. It's been really, really helpful and valuable. God, we've had so many nice meals. I'll have to put some pictures. I'll put pictures at the end of what we've had, and if I can remember, I might have to get Denise's help. Actually, what it was that we've had. So anybody that doesn't know keto, or keto, depending on potato, potato, whatever, you know, depending on how you pronounce it, the way we've understood from everything we've researched, your body can run on two. Before any keto police come and like shoot us down here, I've only just started this, so I'm still learning. But the way we understand it is, your body can run on two different types of fuel. There's glucose, which is glucose, maybe your blood sugars and all that, which is your normal kind of the way nowadays people eat, and a lot of diets are done that way. So we know that people eat, you know, your chips and all that sort of thing. And your body has to sort of metabolize everything and ends up burning glucose and everything like that. And the other way is on keto, where your body burns the fat. So you're pretty much eating a high fat diet. So you can eat all your meats, say pork, steaks, all sorts of things, bacon, it's coming out of ears, all sorts of, you know. Once you get used to it, about 3 or 4 days of doing keto, your body starts going into ketosis, where your body's creating ketones, or ketones, whatever, and it starts burning fat for fuel, your energy, all that sort of thing, you know. And you're obviously replacing it with fats and things like that. And apparently, like, even while you're sleeping, because your brain's a muscle and all that sort of thing, your brain's burning off fat and all sorts of things, you know. It's a little bit hard to explain, especially when we're just new to this. If you're interested, like, read up. There's loads and loads of information explaining it on the internet, on YouTube and Google and all sorts, you know. But yeah, we've been doing it for a week. And well, me and Denise, would you say you're happy?
Very happy.
We've not really been hungry. I've been slightly peckish, but that's it. Not hungry like I normally would be when I'm eating pies and pizzas and God knows how much chocolate like I normally do, which is normally my downfall. Chocolate, like the sweet stuff, normally that's what I'm craving. But because there's low sugars and everything in what we're eating now, it gets you off. You don't have the cravings as much. You'll have a little bit at the beginning, but not as bad as what you normally would. Any research that you do, you can see how bad sugar actually is. But we as humans probably consume far too much because it's in all your ready meals, it's in processed food, it's in all sorts, you know, your cereals and everything. And so, yeah, we've been doing that, not really being hungry as such, been drinking loads of water and juice, and been drinking black tea and coffee, which for me was a bit of a culture shock, but actually it's turned out okay. And you found a nice one, which is chamomile and honey. Chamomile and honey by Twinings one? Twinings, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's actually really nice. It smells nice as well. That's good. I managed on the black tea and coffee, which I was surprised because normally I can't stand it. It's got to have milk in and all sorts. But I took straight to it, you know, like a duck out of water. Mentally wise, too, I said to my friend at work the other day, I said, you know what it is? I feel so calm. It's the calmest I've felt for a long time. It's so chilled, and my brain wasn't just going like a million miles an hour and thinking, oh, you know, getting stressed out and, you know, and no fogginess and all that sort of thing. It was like my brain felt quite clear but relaxed. It was really nice. And I don't know at the moment, I don't know whether it's just a coincidence or what, but I haven't got any back pain at the moment, which is fantastic. Because recently I've had a lot of back pain, and the main kicking point for me going on this, apart from obviously family history of diabetes, things like that, but I sort of caught sight of myself in the bathroom mirror the other week, and I think to say I was disgusted is probably an understatement. I did not like what I saw. So, with me and Denise spoke about it. We thought, right, we need to do something here. Definitely me, because I've been suffering recently with loads of back pain, and I stepped on the scales and I found out why. I'm pretty much the heaviest I've ever been. And I thought, yeah, got to do something. Denise, I can feel Denise's eyes. I was just feeling. Oh my God.
Oh, come over.
Come over. Oh, I'm not coming on. Oh, my hair's all greasy. Oh, no, I don't want to come on. That's what I was getting before. Well, I'm going on. So here she is. So
Hi,
come on, you tell us your side. So, like, I've told you, like, how I feel, like, my, what the reasons why I wanted to. And...
Yeah, well, I probably haven't been on Slimming World for, I'd say, a good year.
At least. Yeah. Well, probably a year and
probably
a half, I'd say.
Probably a bit more. And the weight was just piling on and on and on. And I would do it for a week. And then I just went off it. And then obviously with lockdown, we've been in the house and
that's not up.
Pretty much ate, you know, whatever I wanted. That's no excuse because I was eating whatever I wanted like long before that. But it didn't help because when you're in the house all day, then you've got nothing to do apart from cleaning and stuff like that. You just eat. So I've piled a lot on. I had my lowest. I had lost 4.5 stone.
When you won Slimming World the last time? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're doing absolutely fantastic then.
Ooh, the truth's coming out now, the honesty. But I'd rather be honest about it. I put about 3.5 of it back on. And I had to go up a size in clothes. I felt pretty crap, to be fair. Just really needed to do something, and I could see Steve was suffering really badly with his back.
I could see in you your mannerisms, you in general. I can tell you weren't happy.
Yeah, confidence and stuff.
Yeah,
just,
I could tell just totally.
Yeah.
Changed, and you've been having problems with your hips and all sorts, haven't you?
Shocking. I mean, I probably when I was on Slim World, I probably did still have the arthritis. But because I'd lost weight, I didn't feel it. And putting 3.5 stone on, I mean, some days getting up the stairs is just ridiculous. I'm like an old woman. limping, clinging onto the banister for to get up the stairs.
Yeah. Lying awkward in bed, which...
Yeah, really uncomfortable.
Were you trying to get comfortable, which, because of the pain, it's probably... Sorry for the honesty here, but you're probably making your snoring worse.
Oh, yeah, with the weight.
Which is affecting my sleep as well, so it affects both of us, like Denise's pain, in a way, so...
Yeah, so I seen you were struggling with his back, me with me walking and stuff, and I just... When Steve mentioned it, you see, I think the reason I've never wanted to do it is because it's a total opposite to Slimming World.
It is, yeah. It's like flip side of a normal diet.
I tried to read about it and I couldn't get my head around it. And I thought, oh, how's that going to work when you're eating all of that fat, using butter, using oils, eating fat on the meat, where Slimming World I've been told the total opposite, cheese.
Yeah.
Squirty
cream.
But at the same time, I thought, I've got to do something. I don't care what we do, we've got to do something for both of us. By the way, Georgia is on a diet as well, and she's done fantastic. She's doing her own.
She's done it by herself?
She exercises every day, and she's lost 13 pounds in 4 weeks. Very, very proud
very
of her.
Very proud of her, yeah.
But she's going to stick to what she's doing at the minute.
Yeah. And she's not cheated, not done anything. I'm really proud of taking this on her own back and doing it.
Yeah, she's been. And to be fair, she's inspired. Well, definitely me.
Charles.
For to do something about our weight as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it took us a while to get it around my head, and I've done a lot of reading, watched a lot of videos.
I've sent you so many things on Telegram and stuff like that.
Beeps constantly.
Yeah, watch this video, read this, watch this. Well, look at this chart, look at this.
I'm no way an expert on it. I mean, I'm still learning every single day. I'm pretty much...
There's so much to learn.
Yeah, I mean, all of the recipes, there's a lot of things in there where I can't find the ingredients or can't make it at the minute, which I want to.
Some of them we've watched though are like American recipes, and they've got like weird foods and we can't get across here.
Yeah.
So that's why when I search like keto recipes UK or something like that, you know.
Yeah. But the food that we've been eating
is so tasty.
I mean, I haven't been hungry once. Not once.
I've been slightly peckish and that's it. Normally I just hit the juice or the water or something and I'm absolutely fine.
Whereas before, and I'm not slating Slimming World at all because I lost 4.5 stone on it, I was constantly thinking about what's my next meal. So what am I having now? What can I have for a snack? But that was just in my head. I think you just think about food a lot.
The way that's been explained to me, I may be wrong here, like I said, keto, please, diet, please, whoever, don't show us down. The way that's been explained to me is, say on Slimming World Weight Watchers, whatever, the meals that you do, you might get your Slimming World ready meals and things that you can get from Iceland and things like that. They'll have loads of sugar in them, salt in them, things just to keep them preserved and tasty and things like that. They're the thing, like, especially the sugar is really addictive. So I forgot where I'm going with this.
Because I was always constantly thinking about what I was having next.
So on them things, because you're getting the sugar, which is addictive, the salt and everything, that's for blood preserve and all that sort of, but there's loads of different things in there that once you have them, a bit like a McDonald's meal, you have it 10 minutes later, you're hungry, you know, because rubbish. Sorry, McDonald's fans, but it is. it is like a quick fit. You can't tell me what the package and seller I said is like natural products or whatever, you know. Obviously, going to be loads of preservatives in and not got all sorts of stuff, you know. Whereas what we're doing is pretty much cooking from fresh, isn't it? Everything.
Yeah.
I think the easy way. The easiest way it was explained to me was, if you think back to the caveman or that sort of thing, running around chasing dinosaurs and saber-toothed tigers, or actually cavemen would never run around chasing dinosaurs because they weren't around at the same time.
People, bit of useless information.
Yeah, not like the movies, cavemen, dinosaurs, not the same time. But anyway, you know, the cavemen, whoever, they would be living off plants, off fish, off nuts, berries, meat. They get the energy and everything. They'd have loads of energy. Be chasing the prey, whatever they could catch to eat. It's pretty much like that, isn't it? In some ways, it's similar. If anybody's ever done the paleo diet, the paleo diet's like a twist on the keto diet, from what I understand. And there was another one you mentioned, which is similar.
Is it Atkins?
Atkins. Yeah, there's Atkins as well, which is similar. But keto apparently has been around since about 1920 when it was first done. But pretty much, it's like, I call it the caveman diet. So it's pretty much that. It's all like what's lived on the planet and, you know, all that sort of thing. No beige food, as I keep getting told. Do not have beige food, like your rice, pasta, bread.
Yeah.
You can make your own bread. There's kettle bread you can make. But, like, all that stuff, keep away from beige.
Yeah. And we haven't had many side effects. I've had bad head, but I had a glass of salt water.
Yeah, that was a tip I was given. Glass of salt water.
And it went. And there was one night where, from about 12 o'clock at night, every single hour, just woke up. Just all of a sudden, opened my eyes and I was like wide awake.
I had a bad night that night.
You know, when you're just, you're like really, really awake. And it was just every hour. And not after that until I got up.
Yeah, because I say at the beginning, especially the first 4 days, roughly, the side effects you can have. Sorry, this is TMI.
Too much info.
Constipation, diarrhea, rich. My friends on top, which was really funny. Insomnia, headaches. I got headaches for one day. They weren't as bad as what I was expecting, but still, it's like uncomfortable. I just took salt water. There's like a small list of like side effects, but they only last about 4 days. You might not get any of them. You might get a few of them. Whatever, you know.
We haven't had that many really.
No, you've just got to watch. One thing people say, you've got to watch your macros. Like, you've got to make sure, because you won't be getting as much salt in your body because you're not eating processed stuff. You maybe you've got to put a bit more salt on your food, or have salt water, or whatever, you know. To do like a cat or dog does, like a salt block or something. I don't know. But in your magnesium and stuff. But my friend said, like, unless you're working out at the gym, you don't really need that. But I'm not sure. So I'll have to check up on that. Because I wouldn't have the foggiest where the heck you get magnesium from. So, you know, I already know magnesium, but we used to burn in the science lab at school.
Like we say, we're just beginners.
Yeah, we're still learning about it.
Starting off doing the basics and that. And I've been talking to my friend about it today. And, great, you know, but obviously I did say, if you do have high cholesterol already, maybe then it's not for you. So if anybody's wanting to try it, like, probably check with your doctor first, you know, because if you've already got high cholesterol, then and you're eating high fat foods.
Disclaimer, we are not trained physicians or dietitians or anything here. Something we're trying. This is our experience.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to try it, go for it. But maybe check with your doctor first. But studies have shown as well, what I've read all over the internet, it can help with type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, I believe. Can really help with. So I've heard of people who, like, type 2 diabetes has been reversed by it. Not guaranteed, obviously. You know, different people, different results. But it's like, those are things that can help with depression, all sorts of things, you know, because it helps not only your physical being, but mental as well. Like I was saying the other day, I felt so chilled and calm and clear headed.
Skin feels better as well, doesn't it?
Well, you're saying that, I haven't been checking.
Yeah,
I'm just covered with whiskers, I can't tell.
Feels good. And your friend said to you the other day that your skin looked quite like.
Had a glow.
Like a pregnant woman's sort of glow. Not pregnant, are you?
Wow.
So, weighing day this morning.
Good account for me belly, that. Yeah, weighing this morning.
Mm-hmm. So Georgia had lost another 2 pounds, which took her to a 13 weight loss. I lost 5, and I'm well happy with that.
In a week, yeah.
Because I haven't lost weight for so long. So to lose anything, I was going to be happy with anything.
That's about, no, apparently from what I understand, women lose roughly about half what men do. Mm-hmm. So that's good. That's about right what Denise has lost there.
Yeah.
In a week, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Just keeping it up.
Yeah.
Get it all back off and
yeah,
feel good the way that I used to. And drum roll, please, for Mr. Wright.
Well, I measured myself this morning. Now, even though my clothes are feeling looser, it's weird. I haven't really lost much inches. Neck's the same. Lost an inch in my arms or something. Nothing around my belly. It's weird. Unless I measured myself. It's wrong last week.
Yeah.
I don't know, but
yeah, it could be. It's
strange. I can't understand that. I've lost weight, but not inches. And my clothes feel looser. Strange. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so my weight loss in the last week, I lost 1 stone 4 pound, or 18 pound, or 8.7 kilogram. But yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah,
that sort of thing doesn't happen to me. I was expecting me to fail on this, even though I've stuck to it 100%. I was just waiting for the clapper. Even though I've stuck to it 100%, nah, this it won't work for me. This, but it has. Tell you what, I'm.
Yes.
How much was I smiling this morning?
Oh, I know, both of them. I said I could cry for you. I'm so happy.
Yeah, so one stone 4 pound in a week. That's not bad.
That's very good.
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good. So what the heck has he got on his nose?
Oh, Craigie. Chris just come to say hello. He always has to be in. As usual, nothing changes here.
White on his nose and on the tip. So yeah, I just thought update, because we haven't been off for ages. We've been dying. Well, I have anyway. I've been dying to put something up. I thought, no, I want to wait till I've done my weighing, then put it up. And so yeah.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. So yeah, leave your comments below and any questions anybody's got. Feel free to ask, but I can't guarantee. I'll try and answer.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all a little bit. Everything that when I'm cooking something, or I'll tell you one thing, you've got to be prepared. I mean, maybe it's not in a normal household, but with Steve doing shifts and being away for a few days at a time, I have to pretty much prepare. I promise I haven't been on the drink.
You wouldn't think it.
Prepare like breakfast, lunch, evening meal. So he's got it all to take for 2 days. So I mean, normally if you were coming home every night, it might not be. Wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
But when he's away for a couple of days at work, then it is like quite hard, and I have to think ahead and what do I need to get out of the freezer, what do I need from shopping and everything.
Yeah, I've just lost, there we go. I was drifting off to the side there, I couldn't get it back.
So there's a lot of preparation.
It hasn't been too bad. Well, I don't think, I know I haven't done the preparation.
Maybe not for you, but I, obviously with me doing the shopping and the list for the shopping and stuff like that, it's like...
What are you trying to say, like?
Yeah. Nothing.
Well, on that note, one thing I want to say, mate, and I mentioned this to Denise yesterday, it was fantastic watching Georgia prepare her own meals, like probably from scratch, cooking them.
Yeah.
Oh, she makes lovely frittatas, tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, really nice. But it's actually nice watching her do, but rather just like ready meal in the oven or microwave or whatever, you know, actually chopping stuff up, cutting it, weighing it, whatever needs to be done.
We're all sorted in the kitchen together now, making food and
yeah,
stuff like that, don't we? So
it's been really nice watching it. So yeah, leave your comments below. This is something completely new to us, It's like we're totally out of our comfort zone doing this. It's like, it's working well so far. So
it is. Yeah. I'm glad I tried it. Mm-hmm.
And we'll leave the photos afterwards, after this video, of what we've had, so you can have a look. Okay, so yeah, for now, goodbye, and hope everybody has a good week coming up.
Mm-hmm. Take care, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.